Happy 420! I'm Taryn Warden, and you're listening to Taryn's Take on Pacific Lutheran University's Lute Air Student Radio in Tacoma, Washington. Taryn's Take is an entertainment news recap show of everything in pop culture and celebrity, but we don't like to take things so seriously here. We're going to tell you like it is. We're going to let you know if we're a fan of somebody or not, call everybody out on the dumb things that they do, and I'll be praising Lady Gaga the whole time because I would die for her. I'd let her run me over. I almost did before. But everything that we say is in good fun. So I hope that you have some fun listening to us. Everything is really stressed out and serious in our world right now. So take this time to be laid back and not take things so seriously. It'll do you some good. Before we get started, I do want to let you all know that even more arts and culture stories, including all the things happening here on campus, can be found at mastmedia.plu.edu. You can also call us here at Laser with your questions, your opinions on stories. You can fight me. I'll answer. The number to call for that is 253-535-7332. Once again, that's 253-535-7332. I also do want to apologize for rescheduling. I was supposed to be here last week, but I presented my capstone at the first undergraduate research symposium here at PLU, and I needed time to prepare, so I ran out of time to do this. But it went really great, and it was about Lady Gaga, of course. I'm joined today by a good friend of mine and a fellow Seattle paparazzi. We have had people call us the SEA as the Seattle version of TMZ, which we didn't find to be super funny, but her name is Alyssa Blaine. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, Taryn. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
So, if you've listened to Taryn's Take before, all the past shows are available on mastmedia.plu.edu under radio and podcasts. I've told a lot of stories about meeting celebrities, and this is the girl that's usually with me during those. So last time when I talked about chasing Justin Bieber all around Bellevue, it was because she's diehard believer. So that's why we were there. This is what I love to ask. So besides Justin, who are you a fan of in pop culture?
Well, besides Justin, I'm in love with Drake. I like a lot of mainstream artists.
Except Taylor Swift.
Except Taylor Swift. God, she is one of the worst people in this entire world. Like, she's got to stop. But I don't know. I like a lot of, like, actors and just I'm a fan of most people.
Yeah. I say you like a lot more people than I do.
Yeah. I just try to think highly of them.
Okay. So then my second favorite question. Who are you not a fan of? Because you like a lot more people.
Yeah. Well, Taylor Swift, number one. I hate her forever. But I hate, like, Viners and YouTubers. Like, what's the point of them? Like, what do they do? Make, like, 5-6 second videos and people are like, oh, my God, they're, like, the best thing ever. Yeah, like, they're so funny. Like, Nash Greer and, like, Jacob Sartorius.
Who's also only, like, 12 years old.
Yeah. So it's like, what's the point of this? And they have, like, tours and everything. So it's like, why? Like, why do people like them? This isn't cool at all.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever understand it either.
It really grinds my gears, Taryn.
Okay, so I want to start the show by updating on stories that we've covered in the past, like I usually do. So in the past, Starbucks added 2 new macchiatos, and yesterday they added another new drink. I would say it's the talk of the town, but it's like a North American exclusive, so it's like the talk of the continent. It's the Unicorn Frappuccino. Have you tried it?
I have not, and I have no desire to.
I was like, because I know you love some Starbucks.
I love Starbucks, but this sounds disgusting. It has, like, sour stuff in it, and with milk, that's, like, sour milk. So why would you want to be drinking that?
Yeah.
It sounds disgusting.
So our friend Eamon, that's been on the show before, we were talking to him last night. He works at Starbucks, and he was talking about, like, all these steps you have to go through to make the drink and how it's, like, really, really annoying for the workers. So then I was like, okay, I already don't want to order it. And then he was telling us what goes in it, and I was like, okay, now I really don't want to order it.
It's so disgusting.
So Starbucks describes it as, quote, "Here for a few days only, the flavor-changing, color-changing, totally not-made-up unicorn frappuccino. Magical flavors start off sweet and fruity, transforming to pleasantly sour.
Ew.
Swirl it to reveal a color-changing spectacle of purple and pink. It's finished with whipped cream sprinkled pink and blue with fairy powders."
That's disgusting. Maybe we should just have Jared buy it tonight, and then we'll have him test it out for us.
Yeah. he's been on this show before, but I will say this because he's probably not listening right now because he just got off a flight. In the summer in downtown Seattle, they had like $2 floats at McDonald's. And so we jokingly were like, oh my God, well, let's get a Powerade float. So he pulls up and was like, can you get the floats with any kind of drink? They said yes. So he ordered a Powerade float and he drank it and actually said it was good.
So he would probably like this drink, honestly.
Yeah. We'll make him do it.
So last time you guys were here, Louis Tomlinson had just gotten in a physical altercation at LAX, and it was just revealed this week that he will not be facing any charges from the paparazzi and the fans that he attacked.
Yeah, I have a feeling that the paparazzi realized they're going to make more money selling the photos, like, right before the guy fell to the floor of Louis, like, an inch from him, than he would going to court.
Exactly. You just lose money at court anyways.
Yeah. Well, every time we're here, it seems that Chris Brown is getting into more and more trouble. It's just a never-ending story with him. So this week is no different. Chris Brown made an appearance at an after-party event at Club Aja in Tampa, Florida, when he punched out the club's photographer for taking photos of him, which the guy was paid to do. So the photographer has been identified as Bernie Vines, and he suffered a busted lip and announced that he will be taking legal action against Chris Brown.
As he should.
Yeah, I want to see this rap sheet get even longer and longer so he can actually face some consequences.
Well, the club just put out a statement that reads, quote, "Dear patrons, incidents like this caused by Chris Brown and his team are very sad to see," the statement read. "As everyone witnessed, he showed up to the club around 1:30 a.m. After only a few minutes of being there, Chris Brown himself and his team assaulted our club photographer and proceeded to walk out of the venue." So why would he come, being paid to be at the venue, you know, just be there for a few minutes and then, oh, somebody's taking my pictures. Let's punch him.
Yeah.
And then let's just go.
If you're being paid to be there, you're being paid to be there for more than a few minutes.
Exactly. He just got, you know, get himself together.
God. We also talked last time about Katy Perry's haircut that was basically a copy of Miley Cyrus's infamous haircut, because all Katy Perry seems to do is copy everybody. But so she cut it even shorter since our last show. So it's basically just buzzed everywhere, except she left the top shaggy. And so she's coming for Halsey's gig. Like, no joke. It is the exact same haircut, same color and everything. I showed it to my mom, and she literally was, like, in shock. She had to put my phone down and was like, what?
Oh, my God.
It's that. That's how much it looks alike.
Well, Katie has no originality, and so she just needs to stop copying everybody else and just be herself.
I know. I can't take it much longer.
It's ridiculous. She's coming for Gaga again, so she better watch out.
Yeah, she was, but now I think she switched to Halsey for now.
She'll come back to Gaga.
Yeah, she'll come back. She always does.
Well, the big story last time was the feud between rappers Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj. Remy put out the diss track Sheether and another one, and Nicki responded with her track No Frauds, which was featured with Drake and Lil Wayne.
And I know you love some Drake.
I love my champagne poppy so much. But since then, Nicki put out the music video, which was just released, I believe it was yesterday. And
yeah,
it's
yesterday
so good.
Morning.
You guys should watch it. Very poppy, looks so good in it.
Oh my God.
But the rest of the video was set in the UK with a royalty theme inside castles and mixed with scenes in nightclubs.
Nicki Minaj is now buddying up with Remy Ma's former best friend, Raw Ali. So Nicki posted a photo of them together on Instagram saying, quote, "Shout out to my good sis at Raw Ali for launching her brand new company." So obviously it got people fired up.
Well, yeah.
So Raw Ali responded with an official statement describing the deterioration of her friendship with Remy Ma on season 6 of Love and Hip Hop.
Ooh, I love Love and Hip Hop.
Did you watch when Remy Ma and her were on?
No, that is New York. I only watch Hollywood and Atlanta. New York, that's not a good one.
So in her statement, she said, quote, "I am not working with Nicki out of spite or payback. Nicki and I were friendly long before the rap beef unfolded with Remy." She continued saying, quote, "I consider myself to be a great person who possesses a rare trait of loyalty. I don't need to bum one person in order to participate in new relationships / opportunities."
And since then, a lot of other celebrities have spoken out about the feud. Nicki's ex-manager and mother to Waka Flocka, Deb Antony, which Waka and Deb are also on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, said in an interview, quote, "I would love to see us unify with each other. I would definitely like to see women come together, and I don't care for all that beef at all. So it wasn't very exciting to me."
Vince Staples also did an awkward interview when he was asked, quote, who won the Remy/Nikki beef? So he answered, quote, shit is corny. Then they pressed him further, asking again, the whole shit? He responded, quote, that shit is effing corny. So this interview is like getting really awkward. Like if you look at it in print, it's literally like three words, like answers. Oh, so they're like really pissing him off. So they ask him again, quote, isn't beef a part of hip hop? And he said like straight face, nothing, like almost nothing to it. He said, quote, it's effing corny. I was like, man, he's so over this.
Well, I would be too.
Yeah.
Well, Jason Derulo just released his new single, Swalla, featuring Nicki Minaj, and was unaware that she had a feud going on with Remy. He only found out when people asked him about it as Nicki raps, quote, I gave these bitches 2 years, now your time's up. Bless her heart, she's throwing shots, but every line sucks. So he added, so you know, her verse is lit AF. So that's all I've got.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're filling you in on everything that's happened since the last Terrence Take this April. Lady Gaga dropped a brand new single, not from any album so far, and I'm freaking obsessed with it, so we're going to play it now so that I don't explode. This is The Cure by Mother Monster, Lady Gaga, on Loot Air Student Radio. Dress you cause you're tired, cover you as you desire, when you fall asleep inside my arms. I'll fix you with my love. Welcome back to Taryn's Take with me, Taryn Warden, and Alyssa Blaine on Loot Air Student Radio at Pacific Lutheran University. We're here to give you the details on everything in music, television, celebrity relationships, and so much more. Did you hear Iggy Azalea's recent outrageous comments about twerking? You're gonna hear it. So don't forget, you can call us anytime. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Again, that's 253-535-7332. So this is Rapid Fire News, and I'm going to start with everything in music. So as for new releases, I have to start with my girl, Lady Gaga. She headlined Coachella weekend one, and we'll be getting into everything Coachella coming up, so stay tuned for that. But while she was doing her set, she dropped a brand new single that we just played, and I'm so obsessed with this song. It's so good. We'll get into all of it. I'm just going to say, the single is great, and it was number one in like 65 countries, so I'm not the only one that thinks that.
It's such a good song.
Gaga also spoke with Prince William as part of their Heads Together #OKToSay campaign about mental illness and is set to meet with him later in October while on tour in the UK. Lana Del Rey released the trailer for her upcoming album, Lust for Life, which is expected to drop May 26th. Yesterday, she released the title track featuring The Weeknd that we'll be playing later on in the show. Halsey announced her sophomore album titled Hopeless Fountain Kingdom, set to be released June 2nd, and dropped the first single Now or Never, which it isn't that good, but it's good for radio. She actually signed the album booklet on her first album, HFK, so she was hinting to it on the other one, but I have no idea what Hopeless Fountain Kingdom is.
Her own little kingdom.
I guess. I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see play out. Harry Styles, who was basically the former lead singer of One Direction, although they'll say that they didn't have a lead singer, debuted his solo career on Saturday Night Live with a performance of a song called Sign of the Times as his own lead single. I thought it sucked. But his debut solo album titled Harry is set to be released on May 12th. Shakira released a second song from her upcoming 11th album. The song's called Mi Enamore. She did not announce a release date on that album. Finally, Justin Bieber was featured in a new remix of Desperito. Okay, yeah, I'm not fluent in Spanish. By Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. And we're playing that on our next break just for you. Woo! Now for music stars. There's been a lot of just bizarre stories. So first, Kanye West designed a gold jewelry line that, come to find out, Kim has been wearing since the VMAs back in 2016. She's worn them a lot. So, like, she's been modeling this jewelry that I didn't think looked very good. some of the pieces from the jewelry line were actually stolen in her Paris robbery. Like, that's some of the stuff that was taken. Like, oh, that's how old it is. But it's so far, there's 12 different pieces, and they're all inspired by 14th century Florentine art. So they're like these huge medallions. They're selling for about $13,000 a piece. Not worth it. Ed Sheeran was being sued for allegedly copying note for note a track called Amazing by Matt Cradle in his song Photograph. The suit was for $20 million, and it was dismissed this week, citing that the two parties had settled out of court with an unknown agreement. Tyga, the rapper solely known for dating Kylie Jenner, was pulled over in Las Vegas and taken away in handcuffs. The officer told CNN that due to all the paparazzi at the location, they transported Tyga to their Hollywood station to conduct a field sobriety test, and that anyone that's transported in a police car is routinely handcuffed. Doesn't that seem just kind of odd?
That's very odd.
Yeah, so then he was released after passing the sobriety test and was just cited for a minor traffic violation.
Doesn't make any sense, but okay.
Yeah. I don't know. French Montana went into a Twitter rage against a random girl who tweeted, quote, "The fact that French Montana thinks anyone cares about him," which I just thought was really funny. He wrote back some stuff that I can't repeat on the air because I can get away with some swearing on here, but not that much. But we can say he included, quote, "with them nappy-ass poetic justice braids." So, obviously, a huge fight broke out online into, like, what was his deal with specifically going out against this girl and calling out her, like, specifically black hair. And then he finally responded, tweeting out, quote, "My mother is an African queen, and I was married to a beautiful black queen. All I did was defend myself. If I offended anybody, I apologize. I'm most offended by the fact that he spelled offended with an A instead of an O."
He's not the smartest person.
Obviously, there's autocorrect. Britney Spears has announced the end of her Las Vegas residency with the final show on December 31st. She's rumored to be leaving to focus on having a third child, and she will be receiving Radio Disney's first ever Icon Award at their 2017 award show on the 30th. Iggy Azalea, she revealed that she lost 15 pounds from twerking.
We should do that tonight, then. Let's get in shape for summer by twerking.
I literally have no words for that comment. I'm just going to put out that she said she lost 15 pounds in 1 week from twerking.
I don't believe it. It's not possible.
And then finally, Meghan Trainor secretly underwent a second vocal surgery back in December and recovered in time to perform on a scheduled Ellen show appearance just this week and was, like, crying about it.
She's ridiculous, too. Now, on to relationship news. Carmelo Anthony and his wife, Lala, have separated after he allegedly got a dancer pregnant and they are now living apart. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, who separated a long time ago, officially filed for divorce. Mel B of the Spice Girls filed for divorce from her husband, Stefan Balafond, which wasn't big news until she filed a restraining order against Stefan or Steven, one of the two, citing physical and verbal abuse that started in 2007. Why would somebody put up for that? For that long? Like,
well, yeah, this story is getting real. It is wild.
Well, some of the disturbing allegations is he got their nanny pregnant and he used Mel's money to pay for an abortion. He demanded that she have sex with him in Random Woman, which he threatened to release tapes if he made any of the encounters if she'd ever crossed them. And he kept a gun in their home, despite not being allowed to have one due to prior domestic violence. That's scary.
Yeah, it's like Chris Brown when he got in trouble for having that gun in his house because, like, when you're on parole and stuff, you can't even have guns.
Yeah.
So this guy is, like, all sorts of...
He's messed up.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite people, Khloe Kardashian, is on the cover of ES Magazine. And when asked about Tristan Thompson, who just had a baby with his ex, Khloe said that she'd never been in this type of love. And if he'd propose tomorrow, she'd accept. They're a cute couple. I think they'd be good together.
They're a cute couple, except that they met when he was going to a wedding that she was going to with his now ex-girlfriend that was pregnant at the time.
Well, you know Chloe's crazy. She got married in 30 days. Yeah. So
right when she was saying that she'd say yes, I'd be like, I was thinking, are you sure about that? Because you only knew Lamar Odom for 14 days before he proposed, and let's see how that turned out.
Not that good. Let's see what happens with Tristan. So after documenting their romance in an 8-part series, Mariah's World, Mariah Carey and her backup dancer Brian Tanaka have broken up. Barry Manilow covered People magazine and finally revealed that he is gay and has been in a relationship with his manager, Gary Keefe, for 39 years, but just got married in 2014. And finally, Janet Jackson is rumored to have split from her husband of 5 years with some Almana, and just after they had their first child together. Amid the rumors, Wisdom posted a love letter about Janet to his website, so we'll have to keep our eyes on this story.
Speaking of Janet Jackson, the first photo of her son, Issa, was released on Instagram. It's cute. I don't know. It just looks like a normal baby.
Yeah.
As for the rest of baby news, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's daughter, Luna, turned one, and they had a huge, like, star-studded birthday party, of course. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds revealed that Blake gave birth to their second child while playing Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, which is really disturbing to me. I don't...
Well, it is while you're giving birth to a baby. Yeah. Why would you be having that be played?
I don't know. It just seems really... I don't know. I did not know what to think of that. The infamous couple known as Spidey, that's Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt, announced on the cover of Us Weekly they are having their first child together. If you don't remember them, they're from The Hills, and Heidi underwent 10 plastic surgery procedures at one time. And it's basically how they made a name for themselves. They are known to be pretty off their rockers, so...
They're pretty out there.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this kid, but let's hope for the best.
I'm praying for him.
This morning, tennis star Serena Williams revealed she's 20 weeks pregnant with her first child, which means that she won the Australian Open while pregnant.
Props to her. Props to her.
Props to your mama. And then finally, Bradley Cooper welcomed his first child with model Irina Shayk. No other information was released, so we don't know gender, name, date, anything. Just that they've had the kid.
Now moving on to television and movie news. Bradley Cooper has also started filming his new movie, a new version of A Star is Born, starring Lady Gaga. The movie is set to be released September 28th, 2018 by Warner Brothers. 13 Reasons Why was dropped on Netflix and was produced by Selena Gomez. The series is based on the popular book during our middle school about a girl who kills herself. Selena and a bunch of people in the show and who are also involved in the show got matching semicolon tattoos. E! Announced a new docuseries following the youngest Kardashian sister, Kylie Jenner, which is going to be titled The Life of Kylie. The show will be in 8 episodes, premiering sometime this summer. Criminal Minds was renewed for a 13th season. Mama June from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo got her own show, which you talked about last time. Since then, her new body was revealed as the show was subtitled from Not Too Hot. She is now a size 4 after dieting and getting her whole body done for around $75,000. Mama June also alleged her ex-husband and star on their original show, Sugar Bear, a physical abuse. He tore open his shirt during a fight on an episode of the show, and now she says that she does not have a relationship with her daughter, Alana, which is also called Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, they never used, like, any real names, so, like, even, I don't know his name, I only know him as Sugar Bear.
Yeah, they're all, like, pet names. But Mama June has also alleged that he injured her other daughter, Lauren Pumpkin.
Yeah, she goes by Pumpkin.
Quote, Pumpkin's eye was that his... Quote, Pumpkin's eye, that was his fault. The thing that we were showing on Honey Boo Boo, we never did. The car wreck, several things that happened on Honey Boo Boo was kind of like, covered up. The Late Late Show with James Corden is being premiered on their second Carpool Karaoke Primetime special, announced to premiere May 22nd. Vanderpump Rules, which airs on Bravo, is getting their first spinoff. Jackson Brittany Take Kentucky follows Jackson.
I'm not looking forward to this.
It follows Jackson and Taylor trying to impress and deal with Britney's family, and it will premiere August 15th on Bravo. Kim Zolciak-Bierman has signed on to return to The Real Housewives of Atlanta for season 10. Now fans are waiting to see if NeNe Leakes will return as well. Mike, the Situation Sorrentino,
you love Jersey Shore.
So good. And his brother pleaded not guilty to additional fact charges after federal prosecutors said that they filed fake tax returns and claimed luxury cars and clothing purchases were business expenses. They were originally indicted back in 2014, but charges were added April 7th. And finally,
I love this story.
Actor Shia LaBeouf went into a rage inside of a bowling alley and was kicked out. He was caught on video berating a bartender and calling him a racist before being kicked out of a bowling alley in Los Angeles. Quote, they're about to hit me with a Grey Goose bottle about French fries. Mr. LaBeouf told a man trying to intervene as the bartender had a bottle over his shoulder. Quote, you effing racist bitch. And he continued to scream at the bartender. You effed up. Call the police, screamed Shia before being escorted out by security. He did not return, though. He realized he was still wearing the bowling shoes. That guy, there's something seriously wrong with him, too. Well, he's not all there.
I love this story because he just put out this post-apocalyptic war thriller movie called Man Down, and it grossed $8.70, or the equivalent of one ticket, during its Friday night premiere at a UK theater.
That's so sad. So
maybe that's what he went into a rage about.
I would, too.
And then so finally, we have all of our other stories from the last few weeks that don't really fit into other categories, and they're usually pretty bizarre. So comedian Charlie Murphy passed away at 57 years old. Clay Adler from MTV passed away at 27 years old. And Don Rickles passed away at 90.
Yikes, everybody's just dying these days. As speculation grows that Richard Simmons has gone missing or is being held captive, he was hospitalized for severe indigestion and resurfaced on Facebook to thank fans for their well wishes.
Candace Cameron Bure, the oldest daughter in Full House, posted a photo of herself wearing a shirt that read, "Not today, Satan." Drag star and winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, Bianca Del Rio, who coined the phrase, was not pleased by this. Bianca posted on Instagram a screenshot of Candace's post writing, quote, if only this homophobic Republican knew. Candace, who was not tagged in the post, then commented back asking why she'd been so nasty to her and denied being homophobic. Such a, like, random, bizarre fight. But Bianca's comments come from Candace defending the bakery who refused to make a lesbian couple's wedding cake back in 2015.
Chrissy Teigen paid a fan's beauty school tuition on a crowdfunding site. Mercedes Edney was hoping to raise $5,995. After a few donations, Chrissy paid $5,506, writing, quote, I've seen this to be your passion for such a long time now. So excited to see you fulfill your dream.
And finally, one of the most bizarre stories I've seen in a long time. Ludacris released the music video for his song Vitamin D. But instead of listening to the music, we were all stuck staring at his computer-generated abs.
Yeah, I don't know why he likes to do that, but okay, whatever, Luda.
Yeah, it was not a good look.
No, definitely not. But we are going to take another quick break. In the meantime, we are going to play Justin Bieber's Desperito remix. So when we come back, we will be breaking down everything from Coachella Weekend 1. This is Taryn's Take on the Lou Air Student Radio, so don't go away.
You're listening to Taryn's Take on Lute Air Student Radio with me, Taryn Warden, and Alyssa Blaine. Don't forget to give us a call at 253-535-7332. Again, that's 253-535-7332. Now that we've covered all of the shorter stories in celebrity and pop culture, let's talk about Coachella. The festival is always big news with huge celebrity attendance, so let's get into it. But to start, I need to say Lady Gaga headlined as the first female headliner in over a decade, and she dropped her single The Cure that we played earlier that I'm obsessed with and have probably heard like 300 times already. The Cure so far is not from any album, but the visuals that are on the single cover were also used as an interlude film, like during, like on the background while she was performing the song, and the visuals also match the like intro visuals that were going, so I feel like we have some kind of another work coming. I don't know if it will be an album or an EP, but I almost feel like she's going to do another, like, Fame Monster and Fame kind of thing. Whereas, like, the Fame was, like, her intro album, and then the Fame Monster was, like, the darker side of the same album. So I almost feel like she might do the same kind of thing where Joanne was like what she wanted to put out to talk about her family. Yeah. And then she'll put out something else that's what she wants to talk about, like about herself.
Hopefully she'll do something like that because Joanne wasn't the best album. So hopefully she'll release a few more better songs. Well, moving on, Coachella had a big celebrity attendance like it does every year. Some of the stars seen at the festival include Kendall and Kylie Jenner,
who is newly single from Tyga, for now. Speaking of Kendall, we'll be getting into her recently removed Pepsi commercial, too. So stay tuned. Okay, but back to attendees.
Rihanna, Leonardo DiCaprio, Katy Perry, which is Taryn's favorite, Orlando Bloom, Travis Scott, Rita Ora, and Amber Rose were also in attendance.
Notably, The Weeknd and Selena Gomez were seen at the festival together, and their PDA was on display, like, 100%.
They're obsessed with each other.
Yeah, what do you think of them as a couple?
So, looking at them, I think they're cute, but thinking about it for, like, a real relationship, I don't think it's a good match. Just because, I don't know, like, The Weeknd, he's not, like, I don't know. It's hard to picture, like, Selena Gomez and The Weeknd together as, like, a couple.
Just, yeah, I think their personality seems so different.
Yeah. That way, I don't think it's going to last long. It might just be for PR. So we'll see how that one goes.
Some of the other attendees included Emma Roberts, Hailee Steinfeld, Odell Beckham Jr., Nicole Richie, and Lana Del Rey. Now, I got some insider info on Lana Del Rey that I want to see what you think of this. I'm not going to say who told me because I don't want, like, some crazy internet drama to go down.
Yeah.
But Lana was at Gaga's set, which I saw online. And so during the show, when Gaga was at the piano singing You and I, Lana was in front of the crowd, like in front of the barricade, right under the piano watching the show, and then turned and just started taking selfies with the fans that were behind her.
During Gaga's set.
Yeah, as she's on the piano singing You and I, literally right in front of her. So from what I heard from the Little Monsters, like, everything started getting so crazy in the corner, and, like, everyone's screaming stuff, and they looked over for, like, half a second to see what was going on, and it was Lana taking pictures with fans, and, like, obviously it's a Gaga show, and they came for Gaga, so, like, I don't have time for that, so they went back to the show.
Yeah.
But, like, that was going on the whole time, like, on the side.
That shouldn't even be happening. People are there to watch Gaga perform, so why? Lana, as another artist, why would she go to, like, distract people to go take pictures with them? Because if it was happening during Lana's set, I'm pretty sure she would be annoyed. Like, why are people doing this?
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
That was a good move for her.
Yeah, I don't know if it was, like, she just didn't think and was just like, oh, I want to. Or if it was, like, some kind of jealousy thing.
Because she could have done it after the show.
Yeah.
Like, when she wasn't even performing.
Or she could have even done it when Gaga was doing one of her outfit changes and wasn't on stage.
Exactly.
Why would you need to do that right then?
She just wanted to take the attention from Gaga to herself. I think it was a very selfish move, honestly.
Yeah.
So, besides celebrities attending the festival, there are a bunch of surprise appearances on stage. The one that I cared about the most was Drake joining Future on his set, which he performed new songs off of his new playlist, More Life. Future also brought out Ty Dolla $ign as well.
Wiz Khalifa, who I was also told was in Gaga's audience, surprised fans by joining Tove Lo during her set. But unlike the other surprise appearances, it didn't seem like he was invited, like, earlier. He was invited, like, an hour before. Because everyone was saying, by the time that people realized what was going on, he was, like, already leaving.
That's so weird. The Weeknd also joined Nav on stage for their song, Some Way.
And the last important story of Coachella Weeknd 1 was Lorde. So, she headlined on Sunday, and she debuted 3 new songs from her upcoming sophomore album titled Melodrama. The tracks that she played included the title track, as well as a song called Homemade Dynamite and a song called Sober. There's something with this new album, though. I'm just not feeling it. I don't know. Are you feeling the new Lorde album?
I've only heard Greenlight. I haven't heard the rest of her songs, but so far, I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
It's not that good.
It's not the same, like, almost like magic that she captured on the first album, which you would think she would have because she's taken such a long break. It's been like 4 years, I want to say.
It's been such a long time.
But yeah, so I listened to like some of the Coachella set, and it just didn't sound that good. Her voice didn't sound that good. The writing didn't sound that good. The music part didn't sound that good.
Yeah.
I almost feel like Taylor Swift being friends with her and being a sellout, like,
oh god,
really got to her.
Oh god, it's contagious.
I don't know. But yeah, it's the same as like Lana Del Rey. So we're gonna play her song coming up. But her last two albums, like we were talking about in the break, were really, really bad. Yeah. Like, Ultraviolence and Honeymoon, I both listened to them, like, one time maybe. And I was like, I'm really not feeling this. Whereas her first and second albums, I was so into that. And I was, like, huge fan of, like, Born to Die and Video Games before they were singles. And, like, nobody knew her.
Yeah, me too.
And I was like, oh, my God, I love this song so much. And I, like, played those albums on repeat. Then she went away from that and made, like, those two albums that I really don't like. And I can tell with this new one, she's trying to go back to it. But, like, Lord, it's just not the same.
Yeah, she's going in a whole different direction. And it's not doing that good for her.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the other big story we need to cover is Kendall Jenner's now infamous Pepsi commercial that was pulled from television within hours of premiering. We're assuming that most of you saw it, but if you didn't, Kendall was doing a photo shoot in a doorway when a protest goes by.
A color-coordinated protest. and they were holding up signs with vague messages like peace and like a peace sign. And one of them said, join the conversation.
Yeah, and then Kendall rips off her wig and changes outfits to join the crowd after making eye contact with a random guy in it.
Which makes no sense at all, because honestly, Kendall Jenner has never worn a wig. That's like her sister Kylie's thing. But, I mean, really, it's Gaga's thing. But, like, yeah. Kendall's literally never worn a wig, so it just didn't make any sense.
Exactly. And then for a random photo shoot for her to be doing it.
Yeah.
But anyways, she makes her way through the crowd and hands a white cop a can of Pepsi that fixes everything between the cops and the protesters.
Which is problematic in itself. I mean, like, a white girl and a white cop, that's not what people in our country are protesting about. To me, what was the most problematic thing about the commercial, which I wasn't offended and, like, outraged. I just thought it was a dumb idea in general.
It really is.
I just thought it was a dumb idea. But I can see, like, why people got so offended. But, yeah, what was most problematic to me was the purposely, like, positioning of people. So, like, as she's walking through the crowd of protesters to go to the cop, she goes past, like, the token black kid and the token transgender person and the token Muslim with a headdress and the token gay couple. And I was just like, really?
You're trying to make it seem like that all those people are going to be okay with it too, but they're not.
And I'm sorry to say it, but I don't think all of those people have ever come together for one protest.
No. Especially in our country.
Yeah, each group protests something and some other people join them, but there's never every single one of them all just standing next to each other.
Exactly. It's just different protests within, like, different groups of people.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wasn't, like, offended. I just thought it was dumb.
It is. I don't get it. Like, what was the purpose of trying to do this?
Well, okay, and what else is really weird? Their slogan was live for now.
Yeah.
Which was, it's supposed to be like a live in the moment kind of thing. But they do the commercial with the protest, and she hands the cop a Pepsi, and then it says live for now.
Yeah, like, that's scary.
It was just like, it's ominous, like, really odd.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
it's so weird.
Pepsi pulled the commercial and they released a statement apologizing for it. And they especially apologized to Kendall Jenner for putting her in that position, which I did, like, that was kind of what I wanted them to do in the apology. Like, yes, apologize for the ad, but you do have to give a mention to her because it wasn't her idea. Yeah. They brought her in and she had signed on to do whatever they were going to have her do. And then she got freaking dragged online. So I was like, oh, my God. But what I loved the most, I guess, was Madonna's reaction. So she posted on Instagram a picture from way back in, like, late 80s, early 90s of her walking on a red carpet with a Coke can.
Yeah.
And all the caption was a gold medal emoji. So it's like she's going with Coke. Yeah. But I love it because she was the face of Pepsi. And then when she released the music video for Like a Prayer, which had a black Jesus that she was kissing, they dropped her and pulled all of the ads.
Interesting.
And so when she posted that shade, I was like, okay, girl, I love it. I love it.
It's so good. Well, we have talked about both of them today and the release of their new collaboration. This is Lana Del Rey's new single, Lust for Life, featuring The Weeknd on Lou Ayres Student Radio. When we come back, we are spilling everything on the time that Taryn and I stayed in Justin Bieber's hotel room with him. You won't hear this story anywhere else. Stay tuned.
Welcome welcome back to Terrence Take with Taryn Warden, me, and Alyssa Blaine on Loot Air Student Radio. We've covered everything that's been going on in entertainment, so now it's story time. As we said before, Alyssa is a huge believer, and just about a year ago, Justin was in our neck of the woods. So you want to tell our listeners about our little trip to Eugene?
Yeah, okay, so it started, what day was it? Wasn't it a Friday that we went down?
Yeah.
Okay, so I believe it was Wednesday. So, you know, we knew that he was going to be coming soon because Seattle was the first day of, you know, his Purpose World Tour.
So, yeah, they have to rehearse.
Yeah, so we were like, when is he coming? Because I found out that, you know, all of his team was in Oregon, in Eugene. And so, okay, so when would he be coming? It was his birthday. He was in Montana. So I was just like, okay, what day is he going to be here? So, you know, me and Taryn and our friend Jared, we were trying to figure out, you know, when he'd be coming.
We were all on our toes, like, waiting for some kind of sighting.
Yeah, and then we find out, like, within the next few days, oh, he's in Eugene. So we're like, okay, well, we have to go. And so on Friday, we decide, okay, you know, let's go down. And so I leave around 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, to go pick up Jared and Taryn. And so, you know, Eugene should be, like, maybe, like, a 4-5 hour drive at the absolute most. It took us over 8 hours to get there.
We made, and I was going crazy in the back of the car because I got, like, so energetic. So I, like, took her back seats down and was, like, halfway in the trunk, halfway in the car using the back thing as, like, a table when we stopped at Burger King.
Yeah, Taryn got real comfy. But, yeah, we only took, what, 2 stops. We took 2 snack breaks. We went to Burger King, and then we went to Portland to go get Noodles and Company. But yet it took us 8 hours.
Yes, we pull up at, like, 8 p.m.
Yeah,
it was, but, like, we knew the hotel by then.
Yeah. Yeah, so we – yeah, it was, like, 8 or 9. So we get there, and, yeah, we have a hotel room at the same hotel as Justin. So we get there, and I park my car, and so there's – okay. So when we pull up, I want to say maybe, like, 60 girls are waiting outside the hotel.
And we're like, yeah, we thought we were right. Now we know for sure we're right.
Yeah. And so, you know, they're all waiting just to get, like, a picture with Justin or just get, like, a small glimpse of him. And so we're just, like, waiting around the front. And then we hear the screaming. And so I take off towards the front. And then Justin takes off in his car. And all the girls are freaking out. Like, they're just screaming. And it's just... it's very intense. And so we're like, okay, well, he left, so he has to come back. And so we're just waiting for quite a while, but then we're like, he's probably out doing something. God knows what. Yeah. So
then we figured out that he was rehearsing at the arena in Eugene.
Yeah. And so the next – no, didn't we go that night at the arena,
yeah,
too?
We scoped it out.
Yeah. And then
Jared's mom was like, okay, I'm just going to drive you guys straight into the arena. What are they going to say? I'll just say that I'm lost. So we all get in the car together, and she drives straight into the arena where they, like, bring the semis in, pulls a U-turn, and all the people are just, like, staring at us.
Yeah, and Justin's crew's down there, too, and looking right at us.
And then they come, like, running, and they're like, what are you doing in here? She's like, I took a wrong turn. I'm sorry. I don't know how to get back out.
It was so funny, but I'm sure they were all so scared. Then after that, they all had security.
Yeah. So then we go back to the hotel. And the crowd of girls is just even bigger.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
And Bieber's not there. So we're just, like, waiting and waiting. And security starts getting really mad. Because, like, in Eugene, like, stuff like that doesn't go on. Like, I'm assuming that, like, nothing like that has ever gone down at this hotel.
Yeah.
So they, like, didn't know what to do. And so they're, like, yelling at all these girls.
And they said if none of them leave the property, then they're calling the cops by 11 p.m. And then they actually did.
Yeah, so we were standing on the balcony of our room. And counting down from, like, 11:59, and we watched them all literally at 11 just take off sprinting.
Yeah, they all ran. It was so crazy.
And then everyone, like, just sat in their cars and, like, slept there all night, supposedly.
Yeah, right in the parking lot. But then the next, because we never saw him that night. So the next day we get up early, and then, you know, once again, all the girls are waiting back outside.
And we're waiting inside because we got a room.
Yeah, hey! Because, yeah, nobody was allowed inside the lobby or just inside the hotel in general unless if you had a room there. So we were the only fans there that had the benefit of having a room in the same hotel as Justin. And so we're waiting there for maybe like an hour or two, you know, just sitting out, hanging out in the lobby. And then I started seeing Justin's bodyguard Mikey come out and start bringing stuff to Justin's car.
And hotel security starts like creeping into the room.
Yeah, security fills the whole room, and then we're just like, oh my god, like, it's about to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I just remember seeing his bodyguard bring his skateboard to the car, and I was like, it's about to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I look over, I see the elevator doors open, and then Justin walks out. He looks over right at us and just walks straight out.
We're he did acknowledge us. Like, he looked at us, like, in the eyes.
Yeah.
And gave kind of a little half smile and then walked it out.
Yeah. It's like, he knew that we were there, but at the same time, he had to go to rehearsal, so. Yeah,
and security was, like, swarming us.
Yeah.
So I was, like, I wanted to say something, but it's literally, like, I had, like, four people breathing down my neck at the same time, and I was like, oh, my God.
So if we try to do anything, you know, security would shut us down.
Yeah.
And so after that, I remember me and Taryn, we ran to my car to go try to find him, and we were just waiting outside the venue and just looking around Eugene, just looking for him. And I don't know, it was just a very long, crazy day and night.
Yeah.
And just
eventually we had to come back to town because it was like gonna be Monday, so I had to go to school. So because thanks to all the girls that are outside the hotel the whole time, we knew exactly when he left, which meant we knew exactly when he was gonna come back to Seattle with us.
Yeah. And so it was Sunday night. I knew exactly where to go. And so, you know, I was just waiting and waiting. I'm like, okay, you know, once again, it's about to happen. And then around maybe like 11:30 p.m., he gets off his tour bus. And then he comes out and he meets me. And then Jared was there too. And it was just the best day of my whole entire life. He's so sweet. He gave me like a little hug and like a little like kiss on my cheek. And it was just the best experience ever. Literally a day that I can never forget. It was like a whole like 2.5 weeks that I was just Bieber everything, following him.
Well, because we had the whole before he even came.
Yeah, before the tour.
And then you had the whole tour.
And then I followed him down to California and went to shows down there. And it was just, it was draining and exhausting, but it was the best time of my whole entire life. It was so good.
So we have a bunch of shows coming up here in our area of Seattle and Tacoma, but none of them are exciting as Justin Bieber.
Oh, of course not.
None of them are we going to be getting hotels at their place. But first, tomorrow is We Day at Key Arena for high school kids. It's featuring Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson, and Lily Collins, among some others.
DJ Deadmau5 is at WAMU Theater this Friday and Saturday the 22nd. He'll also be having an after party at Foundation Nightclub Saturday following the show.
Connor Franta, the YouTuber, which you don't like.
No, God, no.
We'll be making a stop for his book tour at the University of Washington April 25th.
The Weeknd, maybe accompanied by Selena Gomez, is playing the Key Arena Wednesday, April 26th.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are hosting their second show titled The Residency at Washington Hall in Seattle's North End April 28th.
And Kalani is at the Showbox Soto April 29th.
And finally, the 1975 is returning to WAMU Theater April 30th. I will be live again May 4th at 4 p.m. right here on Laser, so I hope you'll join us again. In the meantime, follow Terrence Take on Twitter. That's at TerranceTake for pop culture news. I try to keep it as updated as I can between classes. Thank you so much, Alyssa, for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a good time.
I hope you guys all had as much fun listening to us as I had doing it. So happy 420. Stay safe. Celebrating.
Have a good holiday.